Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mariners Union Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, busy schedule for you guys, fair after fair after fair, and the Linn County Fair coming up. You got some important information.
Yes, we're excited. The Linn County Fair starts on August 2nd, so it's coming quickly. And we have been getting ready here at the Extension office. We've actually already had a couple pre-fair events. We have done our 4-H clothing and style review and performing arts show, and our 4-H horse show were both pre-fair events. And then on Saturday, August the 2nd, we will be getting our 4-H building set up. Our demo derby will start that night. And really, for the 4-H side of things, our judging will start on Monday morning, August 4th. We'll be judging inside exhibits, the different projects, photography, foods, arts and crafts, or visual arts. On Monday and Tuesday, we'll be doing things like woodworking, entomology, all those different projects. On Monday, August 4th, and Tuesday, August 5th. And so really the best time for people to come by the 4-H building and look at those exhibits that will be on display after they're judged will be beginning the afternoon of Tuesday, August 5th. And our 4-H building is open until about 9 p.m. every night. And so starting Tuesday, August 5th, that afternoon, and running through Friday afternoon is the times that you'll want to come down to the Linn County Fairgrounds and look at those 4-H building exhibits. The exhibits are released about 5 p.m. on Friday. So make sure to come before then and check those out. We'll also have our open class building, which is right next to our 4-H building, Floral Hall, and there will be open class exhibits on display in Floral Hall as well for folks to check out. So we're excited. The kids always bring some amazing things every year, and it's always fun to see, you know, what they bring. And we have some amazing parents as well and grandparents that mentor and help the kids with all the things that they bring to the fair. So we'll have that going on. Of course, there are livestock shows each night. We've got our sheep show Monday night at 6 p.m., goat show Tuesday night, August 5th at 6 p.m., hog show is Wednesday night at 6, and then the beef show is Thursday night at 6. And the fair will conclude Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th, with the rodeo. So a lot of fun happening. We'll have our King Arthur Flower Contest, again, an open class. And so if you have any bakers in your house, the food this year is Best Bar Cookies. And King Arthur Flower has prizes up to $75. We have adult and youth categories, and those are judged on Tuesday, August 5th. So that's a fun thing, too, if you have any bakers in your house. So come on down to the Linn County Fair. There's lots of fun for everyone. We have Kids Day Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, August 7th. And games and fun things for the kids. So we're excited. We're getting ready, and it'll be here before we know it.
Sounds like an absolutely wonderful time. Cannot wait to see how that action-packed week goes down. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop and Production Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.